ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه وبعد my dear brothers, first of all, today is our brother Zaid's first day of exam. It was 10th class exam. So everybody make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should give him supreme success, inshallah, in the exam. And that all that he studied and all that he did not study, he should remember that at the right time, inshallah. Both. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's success is not dependent on how much he studied. It is dependent, alhamdulillah, on the fact that even though it's the first day of exam, he came to do Salatul Fajr by Jama'ah. And the barakah of that, may Allah put that into his exam, inshallah. But talking of exams, therefore, I thought, let us reflect on the exams that we have in our life. There are two kinds of exams. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used two different words in the Quran for these exams. For passing in one of these kinds of exams, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word falah, which is passing, but which is passing one exam. After which, you might have another one, and another one. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used another word where he said fawz. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And that is an exam which is the final exam, after which there is no exam. So one is success, both are success, but one is success which is temporary. And another one is success which is permanent, from which there is no failure. And for this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned very clearly in the ayat that we recited in the first rakat, لا إكراه في الدين. Allah said there is no compulsion in deen. And this ayat came, the asbabun nuzul of this ayat, they came when the Banu Nadir had proven treacherous and they had violated the covenant of that they made with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they committed treason against the state. In any situation, anyone who commits treason against the state is executed. But the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not execute them. He allowed them to leave Medina and go and settle wherever they wanted, and they went and settled in Khaybar. He allowed them to leave Medina, and he allowed them to leave Medina with all their possessions. Whatever they could take, they could take. So when they were leaving, there were several of the children of the Arabs, the Muslims, who used to live with the Banu Nadir. Because at that time there was a superstition among the Arabs of Medina that their high infant mortality amongst them, that something better would happen, that these children would not die if they lived among the Jews. And the Banu Nadir were not just ordinary Jews, they were the ulama. These people were very learned amongst the Jews that were living in that area at that time. So many of the Arabs had given their children to the Banu Nadir, the Jews, for them to be brought up in their homes. So now when the Banu Nadir were leaving Medina, these Arab children were also with them. So the parents came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and they said, what shall we do with our children? Should we force them to stay back or should we allow them to go? And that is when this ayat was revealed, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لا إكراه في الدين, there is no compulsion in deen. And therefore, sometimes people use this ayah out of their own ignorance when Muslims, as Muslims, they want to disobey. And if somebody points out to them that you are disobeying Allah, they say, لا إكراه في الدين. لا إكراه في الدين came for the non-Muslims. It did not come for the Muslims. When you enter Islam, then a different rule applies. And that rule is, سَمَعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. So that's a different rule for the Muslims. Once you enter Islam, then you say, I hear and I obey. Khalas, there is no question of any disobedience. But before you enter Islam, there is no compulsion. Nobody is forced into Islam. Nobody is compelled to enter Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَا إِكْرَهَ فِي الدِّينِ. I'm talking about exams. Allah says, you don't have to pass the exam. You don't even have to sit in the exam. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ رُشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيْءِ. There has been clearly demarcated these two things. الرُشْد, which is hidayah, guidance. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ رُشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيْءِ, from the misguidance. What is guidance is clear, what is good is clear, what is misguidance is clear, what is evil is clear. There is no doubt about what is good and what is evil. If somebody wants to fall into evil, then they are falling into evil, not because they don't know it is evil. They are falling into evil, even though they know it is evil. Who does not know that cigarette smoking is injurious to health? Who does not know that drugs do not do you any good? Who does not know that alcohol is a drug and alcohol is a chemical? But people are drinking and people are smoking. So if they are drinking and smoking, they cannot say, well, you see, I did not realize that alcohol was bad. Has anyone ever said alcohol is actually good? Nobody said this. Has anyone actually said cigarette smoking is good for you? You should smoke cigarettes. Nobody said this, right? Even the ones who smoke do not say that smoking is good for health. At least smoke 2 cigarettes a day. One in the morning, one in the evening. Nobody said that. Even the one who is smoking is not saying it is good. So what is good and what is evil is absolutely clear. There is no confusion between the two things. حَتَّى بَيْنَ رُشْدُ مِنْ الْغَيْءِ فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَمْ فِصَامَ لَهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who denies the taghut, the one who rejects the evil, the one who rejects misguidance and comes towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has grabbed and he has held a handhold which will not break. That is permanent. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. This is the permanent success. Now, there is an exam. This is an exam. The exam is what? Here is good and here is evil. You have been told very clearly which is good, which is evil. There is no confusion. There is no need for you to think and worry and, you know, I'm trying to find myself and all this, philosophical nonsense people talk. Very clear. What is good is clear. What is evil is clear. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who chooses the good, he has grabbed a handhold. Whose handhold has he grabbed? Whose hand has he grabbed? Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one who grabs the hand of Allah, Allah does not let it go. Allah will not allow him to be misguided. He has grabbed a handhold which will not break. Right? بِلُورَةُ لُطْقَى لَمْ فِسَامَ لَهُ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who hears everything and the one who knows everything. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what did he say? اللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah is the wali of the people who believe. Imagine, every one of us, I always say, we should have this desire. May Allah make me one of His awliya. May make this dua. Oh Allah, make me your wali. But here Allah is saying, Allah is the wali. Who is the wali? The wali is the closest friend, the closest confidant, the protector, the helper of the individual of whom He is the wali. And what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah is saying, I am the wali of this person. Who? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The one who believed. اللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And what happens when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the wali? يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes them out from misguidance into guidance. From darkness into light. يُخْرِجُونَهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And the one who want to deny. أَوْلِيَاءُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتُ. Their awliya, their friends and helpers and protectors are the shayateen. They are the evil ones. They are the taghut. And what natural consequence of that? يُخْرِجُونَهُمْ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ. They were guided. These people were in the light. But because they made the wrong choice, they go into darkness. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And these are the people of the fire where they will remain forever. We ask Allah to protect us from this. So, two kinds of exams. One exam which is temporary, in which also of course it is important to pass. So, we pass, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for success. But most importantly, the permanent examination. The examination, the result of which is forever. Once you choose and that's it, khalas. And like all exams, like when Zaid goes and sits and writes the exam, until the bell rings for the exam to be finished, which is maybe 3 hours. How long is it normally? 3 hours. For that 3 hours, he is free to do whatever he wants. He can write, he can erase, he can rewrite. He can take a new sheet of paper. If this sheet of paper is, like he maybe wrote too many wrong things, so he can't even erase, I throw it away, take another sheet, no problem. Right? So, as long until that bell rings, there is no problem. He can write whatever he wants. He can write good or bad. He can write his whole life story. The exam is a math examination. He can, he's writing his life story. He can do that. No, not, nobody to stop him. He will not do it, but point I'm saying, he can do it. No, nothing to stop him, right? So 3 hours is free. Write what you want, erase it, put it back, change the sheet of paper, anything you like. But once the bell rings, whatever is there, is there. After the bell rings, he cannot say, no, hold on, just this last one line, I want to, finish. Bell has rung, paper has been taken, now there is no more any change, no more changes. Whatever you wanted to change, you could change, you had the time. And that's why I say, life is a slate. Life is a slate, but we have the eraser in our hand. So at the end of the day, what remains on the slate is what we wanted to remain on that slate. Simple as that. Life is a slate. You can write whatever you like, right? But Allah also gave us the easy eraser. Rub it off. What is that eraser? What is it called? At-tawbah. At-tawbah. When you make tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only rubs it out, He even makes the angels forget. The recording angels, they don't even remember what they wrote. See the beauty of this whole thing. And then on top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes the right answer also. Because he substitutes the evil for the good. So at the end of the day, if we find that we have not made tawbah and our slate has gone, may Allah protect us from this. But if we find the slate has something on it and that something is not good, who put it there? We only put it there. And that is why La Zulma Al-Yawm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the day of judgment, there is no zulm. There is no oppression on anybody on the day of judgment. If you came to the day of judgment with your slate full of stuff which should not have been there, that was your choice. The choice was given to you, the direction was shown to you, you were given an eraser in your hand. Despite that, you refused to use the eraser, you refused to write you insisted on writing the wrong things, you refused to rub them off. Who's responsible? You are responsible. And also vice versa, whatever you may have done, before the bell rings, before the end of the exam, we erased all the wrong things, you put the right things in there. In Zaid's case, he will have to erase and write the right things. In Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's case, as long as you erase, it's enough. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write the right things. Subhanallah, ajeeb. See the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A small exam is more difficult than the actual exam of Allah. The actual exam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very easy. Very easy, because we have the help of Allah with us. It's an open book exam. For him, it's not an open book. He has to remember whatever. And may Allah, as I told you, we made dua for him, inshallah. May Allah make him remember what he studied and also what he did not study. Whatever it is. Whatever he needs, may Allah make him remember that at the right time, inshallah. But in our case, with the permanent exam, it's an open book exam. There's nothing hidden. Open book exam. Read whatever you want. Ask. There is a Nabi to teach you, to show you, to demonstrate everything. And at the end of all that, you also have the eraser. You have tawbah. And that eraser is a beautiful eraser where once you erase, the right answer automatically is written in that place. It is not even just left blank, the right answer is written. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes the evil with good. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to realize the value of this deed and to enable us to make the right choices and to help us to make these right choices and to fill our lives with His noor and barakah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased with us. Because that is the thalika huwa al-fawzul azim, is that Allah is pleased and never displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahim.